margarine, soap, and corsets. At one time, these items shared a common source. They were all made from blue whales. From the early 1900s to the early 1970s, whaling decimated populations of these aquatic behemoths around the world. Over 40 years later, eastern North Pacific blue whales, commonly known as California blue whales, are actually making a comeback. In a paper out in Marine Mammal Science this week, researchers describe their resurgence and explain how they managed to assess population growth over time. Joining me now is one of the authors of this paper. Trevor Branch is an assistant professor of aquatic and fishery sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us from KUOW in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the program, Dr. Branch.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
So how large is the current population of blue whales compared to what it once was?
It's basically back where it was. There are about 2,200 blue whales off the west coast of the U.S., and that's almost what they were before we started whaling on them. It's an amazing success story.
My goodness, almost all the way back. How do you know what the historic population size was in the first place?
Well, that's an excellent question. We basically build a set of computer models, and we use a bunch of stats and math and programming, and we can piece together what happened in the past by knowing how many whales there are now, how many were caught, and how quickly they can increase if they go down to low levels.
When we were talking about birds just a few minutes ago, we were talking about how the passenger pigeon went from being one of the most common birds in North America to completely extinct. What exactly happened to the blue whales? Was it just simply what happened to the passenger pigeon? We killed too many of them?
That is right. We killed way too many of them. And luckily off California, the eastern North Pacific, we didn't kill too many of them, and so they've been able to recover. But in other places in the world, like the Antarctic, we basically caught all of them. You know, down in the Antarctic, we caught 99.85% of all the blue whales that were there.
My goodness. So I think one question is, what's allowed this population to make a comeback over time? Is it just that simple, just that we stopped whaling after decades and decades of doing it?
It's as simple as, yes, if you stop killing them, they can come back. So the story goes that you started off at about 2,200 off our coast, off the west coast of the U.S., and we caught quite a lot of them. We caught 3,400 of them over the century. Luckily, not all at the same time. There was a pulse of whaling in the 1920s when about 1,200 were caught in just 5 years. So that's somewhat more than 20% of the entire population every year for a couple of years. They went down to a low of about 42% with a fair amount of uncertainty. And then they recovered back up when the Great Depression hit and World War II hit and we didn't whale very much. And then the Soviet whalers came along in the 1960s and embarked on a mass a spree of whaling again, and most of which wasn't reported to anybody. It was largely illegal. They caught about 500 in the 1960s alone, and that knocked the population back down again. But since then, the deaths from human causes have been low enough to let them recover.
I'm John Dankosky, and this is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. And we're talking about a blue whale comeback with Trevor Branch. Now, in a paper published in PLOS One this June, you and other researchers looked at the difference between eastern North Pacific blue whale calls and western North Pacific blue whale calls. How does that research tie into the recent paper that you did on the populations?
Well, that was the key to understanding what's happening with the eastern population right now. As I said, you have to know how many there are now and how many you caught to be able to figure out how many there used to be. And it turns out that we didn't know how many we caught from the eastern population until we did that study. And the key there was figuring out which of the whales that were caught came from the eastern population and which of the whales that were caught came from the western North Pacific population. And it was quite interesting. What they basically do is they have underwater microphones. They call them hydrophones that they can put in the ocean. Some of them are used to detect nuclear testing. Some of them are used to detect earthquakes and tsunamis. And some of them are there purely to hear the calls of blue whales and other whales. And it turns out that they make very distinctive calls. So on the eastern side, they have this beautiful trilling call that alternates between a tone and a sort of a trill, almost bird-like trill, when you speed it up 10 times. And on the west side, it's just a repeated call, 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 call. And these calls are super loud. They're some of the loudest sounds that any animal makes.
Well, let's actually listen to we have a recording of Eastern North Pacific blue whales. Let's listen now. And so for you, it's pretty easy to tell these two types of calls apart, huh?
I can tell them apart. There are certainly other people like Kate Stafford who are even better than I am, who specialize in whale calls. But once you know those two calls, you can build up a map. Where does the eastern population live? Where does the western population live? And, of course, if you know that, then you can separate out the catches between east and west. So that was the key piece of work that my student Cole Monahan did. And I should shout out to him. He would be here instead of me, but he's on his honeymoon, so that's why you've got me.
Very, very quickly, just a few seconds left, what do you plan to do next to research blue whales?
I would love to extend this kind of work to other places. I want to know what's happening in the western North Pacific. I want to know what's happening in the Atlantic. And I've built models for the Antarctic and off Chile, but there's certainly lots more we don't know about blue whales.
Let's hope you find some more good news. Trevor Branch is an assistant professor of aquatic and fishery sciences at the University of Washington. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.